Okay, our topic this evening is the topic of Sfiras Kanya, which is a topic that has connections all over the place. The question is, if you rent an apartment, you rent a car, you rent anything, whether you own the Guf HaDavar, whether you have any kinyan in the thing itself, or you only have a right to use it. That's the basic issue. Our Gemara says that Sfiras is not Kanya. And when you're a tenant or a renter, you don't own the Guf HaDavar, you only have a right to use it. And Tosfos brings that the Gemara by Dinei Ainoa seems to say the reverse. The Gemara in Dinei Ainoa seems to say when you rent, you have a certain level of ownership in the thing itself. And the stifler here in the Kilas Yaakov, if he brings Tosfos, shows that many, a whole list of Rishayim, disagree to a certain extent. To a certain extent, we'll have to figure out exactly to what extent. Now, I'd like to give you just some examples of where this comes up, and something very practical. Somebody rents an apartment. They rent an apartment for 2 years, and he has to move out by the first of the next month. So the person, whatever reason, he bought a house, he's renting, he's moving. So he moves out, let's say, the 15th of the previous month, and he tells the owner, I'm moving out the 15th, so you'll have it back. You're not getting a refund on his rent. Landlords never give refunds on rents. And he's stuck. So for those 15 days, he says he's moving out, and I'm Michael. Michael the half a month. A couple of days later, he finds out that he has either relatives coming in for a simcha, or he wants to use it for storage. He goes back to the landlord. He says, you know, I was Michael the rest of the month, but I changed my mind. I want to use it till the first of the month. What's the question? The question is Mechila being Michael, use of the apartment, does that end the tenancy of the tenant? Is it over when he's Michael? What does it depend on? So this is in Rebbe Chanan, the Kaivetz Aris. Adon Gimel, he brings out Taisis and Arishainim. He says it depends on this Shaila. If you hold Schirus is a right to use something, it's a right. It's not you don't own a Guf HaDavar. If it's a right, the Mechila works. If I have a right to something, and I'm Michael, so the Gemara says Shulchan Aruch, Mechila in Sarach Kenyan. If you Michael something, I have to do a Kenyan. If you owe me money and I tell you I'm Michael the money, it's over. No kinyanim are needed. Because there's no transfer of any ownership. I'm just Michael. On the other hand, if you learn that a tenant owns the Guf HaDavar, that he owns the apartment for his man, obviously he doesn't own it forever, but if you learn that he has ownership in the apartment, his man, then the apartment is his. If something is mine, and I say I'm Michael it to you, it's meaningless. Ownership needs a kinyan. You have to do a kinyan to change ownership. If I own something, I say, I'm Michael you, that could be yours, I don't do anything. So if the tenant, when he moves out, says, I'm Michael the rest of the month, so it's meaningless, it's still his. If you hold that you own the Guf HaDavar, then it's still his. And then the Mechila itself is a meaningless thing, and he can come back and use it.
They give him the key back.
Giving, I don't know why, people assume giving the key is a kinyan. It's a kinyan in the key. It's not clear that there's any kinyan in the karka because of a key. I've heard this many times about cars or apartments that keys. The Gemara Pesachim says, it says such an idea, but I don't know that it's actually a kinyan in the Guf HaDavar. I don't know that it's so. At any rate, if it is, then there'll be a kinyan. So this is the issue. The issue is, if you rent something, do you own it or don't you own it? There are many sugyas and shas that have different mashmois, one way or the other. Our Gemara very clearly has a havamina schiris kanya, and says schiris loy kanya, and it brings a brisa. Our Gemara is clear that loy kanya. Taisus and the Rishonim ask from there. There's a sugya in the Darim, where someone says kainim, he makes an isser, he asks his thing on a second person. And the question is, if he's renting an apartment, is it usser on that second person? If I ask my things on someone else, it's toloi, and there's a machlek de Rashi in the round of Shad in the Gemara. They seem to be arguing on this question. if when you own a guf hadavar, when you rent a guf hadavar, whether you have an ownership in it or not. So this seems to be, like I say, a breita machlaikis and a shaila here. One of the most fascinating cases in which this comes up, I'll tell you, many years ago when I had little children, the first time we went to a bungalow colony, at the end of the first month, some people come for 2 months, some people come for 1 month, so at the end of July we made a Malava Malka, and to say goodbye to people that were leaving at the end of the first month. So at that Malava Malka, ended up in an argument. What happened? People brought up the question that the halacha is that if you rent an apartment, the deal of the Gemara, what says the Shulchan Aruch, is that you only mechuyev to put up a mezuzah on the 31st day, after 30 days. If you own an apartment, you mechuyev to put up a mezuzah right away. And if you rent an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, you also mechuyev right away. In Chutz La'aretz, the halacha is that for 30 days you don't have to put up a mezuzah, only after 30 days you have to put up a mezuzah. So, sitting there, people are talking, you know, a lot of people came up on Thursdays. People come up to Valentine, they work all week, so Thursday they come up. So they realize that they're holding by day 31. So someone asked me if they have to put up mezuzahs. I said, of course you have to put up mezuzahs. And I told them, you have to go tonight to Woodburn and buy mezuzahs. You mechuyev tonight. And they said, what do you mean, we're leaving tomorrow? Yeah, but you still need mechuyev to put up mezuzah. So it became a big argument about whether it makes sense for one day they have to put up mezuzah. You know, they have to buy, there are five rooms in the bungalow, and they have to buy five mezuzahs, and it costs a lot of money for one day. Who's going to rent you the mezuzah?
You only need it for one day.
But you have to find someone to rent it to you.
Can't you be mafkir your apartment?
Mafkir the apartment? Where are you going to sleep?
It's not yours anymore.
Where are you going to sleep?
You sleep in it. You sleep with the door open.
Okay. So the truth is, they asked me for eitzes. They wanted eitzes. So they asked if they could trade bungalows. Like, I'm in this bungalow. So yes, let me trade bungalows. I told them it's a great idea. But you have to move your stuff also.
Why?
Because if you have a place that you store your things, you also have a business. So the truth is, b'shas ma'isa, I thought of an eitzah. But it became such an argument. Everyone was calling, you know, calling their rabbanim in Brooklyn. And there were no cell phones then, but people were making phone calls. And somehow everyone told they need a mezuzah. I thought of an eitzah, which is totally, to a certain degree, in this shaila. I'll tell you the eitzah. I don't know, I had this, it became such an argument, I was upset that they don't want to go out and buy mezuzahs. I didn't tell them the eitzah at the time. But I'll tell you. I'll tell you what the shaila is. The shaila here is the following. The Torah says you have to put a mezuzah, mezuzah is beisecha v'sharecha. It has to be your house, pashtus. When you rent a house, why are you mechuyev to put up mezuzah? Well, why are you mechuyev? It's not beisecha. Well, if your schiris is kanya, then it's pashit. If schiris is kanya, it becomes your house. And once it becomes your house, so now you're mechuyev. Why 30 days? So, you should have to do it the first day. So I'll answer that. I'll explain in a second. So if you hold it's your house, the kasha, you should have to do it the first day. And then it's beisecha. And you learn schiras loikanya. And the truth is, the stipler in this piece ends up that all the rishayim he brings really hold schiras loikanya. If you hold schiras loikanya, why do you have to put up mezuzah? It's a marasayan type of thing. That if you live there 30 days, it looks like your house. And therefore, Chazal will mechayiv you, but then it's only a din derabbanan to put up mezuzah. This is a machlaikis Taisusin, the Taisus later in Masechtas Avodah Zarah and Taisus Menachos. If you're renting an apartment and you put up a mezuzah, is that a mitzvah d'iraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanan? So that's the machlaikis. He brings some Taisus and Kam b'Taisus Tafchaf Aleph. The mid'iraisa p'tura la'ilam. If serious like Kanya, it's not beisecha. So to one Taisus holds that it's not your house, and therefore there's no mitzvah d'iraisa to put up mezuzah. The other Balei Taisus hold, no. that either k'schiras kanya, the pashtos in Taisus is the k'schiras kanya, and a mela becomes your apartment, and you're b'chayiv because you have a kinyan in the apartment. So it's interesting. Rabbi Kiva Eger paskins that it's only a derabbanan. The renting is only a derabbanan. Since we passed the k'schiras like kanya, the whole thing is only a derabbanan. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger writes. He writes, is now Gois on Shulchan Aruch, that if you're only renting, any case that's a machloikis in Shulchan Aruch, if it's mechuyev and mezuzah, for example, a doorway that has no door, let's say you have an arch, and the arch has posts, we put up a mezuzah. It's a machloikis rishayim. The Rambam holds without a door, it's potter. Shulchan Aruch brings two shittas, and it says, we're machmir. If we have an archway, we put up a mezuzah. We do it without a bracha, because it's a machlaikis, we put up a mezuzah. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that if you're only renting, since it's only a derabbanan, so even though the Shulchan Aruch paskens is chayiv, that's when you own it, when it's deraisa. But if you're renting, and there's no door on the doorway, then you put up a mezuzah, you don't have to put up a mezuzah. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger who paskens that it's only a derabbanan.
Is that true in
Eretz
only in
I think it's true everywhere. If you hold a drabbanan, a renter is like Kanya, then Pashtus, it's a drabbanan everywhere. Kiveg is not mechalik in Israel, in Eretz Yisrael, to my recollection. So they would have had an Eitzah. They could have just taken the doors off the hinges for that one night. Or maybe the front door they would leave on, so they had one mezuzah they could afford. But they could take the doors off the hinges. They take the doors off the hinges, then you put the mezuzah. That would have been a good eitzah for them, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger.
Without a bracha. So you put it up without a bracha.
And they put it up, well, the front door they could put up with a bracha. The vadeh mechuyev. The ones that don't have doors. It's an eitzah, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger.
But they still
need one. They still need one, because the front door, they would want to close. Okay, so they would need one. Okay, one. One they could, what? Those bungalows barely had a front door, they didn't have any back doors, but I have to tell you, the Nesivis disagrees. Nesivis paskins is deraisa. The Nesivis holds that it's deraisa, and he's bothered by the kasha that you were asking, why wait 30 days? It should be the first day. Nesivis taka holds that if you rent and you commit for 30 days, you should put up the mezuzah on day number one. Because he holds it's a chiyuv deraisa, so he holds pashtus, he holds chiras kanya, that you have ownership in it. And since chiras is kanya, he holds you should put it up right away. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, in which he says, like the Nesivis, he says, if you're renting, and you commit for more than 30 days, you should put up the mezuzah right away, because it's a real chiras, a real dira is a dira of 30 days. If you commit right away for a dira of 30 days, you put it up right away. Rav Moshe writes about bungalows, that since in a bungalow colony, the nature is that people go back home for many different reasons. Sometimes they're not happy with it, they go home. Sometimes the child is not well, they go home. So he says there, it's not a real commitment. You may be committed to paying for 30 days, but you're not the commitment to live there is not the same commitment. But in the city, if a person rents an apartment and he signs a lease, so they hold that since Chiras Kanya, it's a real Chiyav Derai, so really the Chiyav is right away. It has to be a living, a Kfiyah Stikah living, so you need 30 days. But otherwise, a Chiras of 30 days is Kanya. So it turns out that there are these very big Nafkaminas in Hilchus Mezuzah. The Nafkamina of the Rabbi Kivegas trick to take the hinges off the door. And the Nafkamina of the Nesivis' Chumrah, because he holds that Esterai, so he holds that a person should put it up right away. It's interesting, Rabbi Chanan brings about a ger katan, a ger shein le yarshin. Says a ger rented a house, and he paid. He paid for 6 months, he paid for a period of time. And the ger shein le yarshin died. Now you all know, what do you do if you know, hear of someone who's a ger, he has no relatives, and he's dying, what do?
Get his property.
You immediately, right, you immediately say how sorry you are that he's sick, but you run, and as soon as he dies, everything he owns is hefker. Right. Everybody owns his hefker. So Rabbi Chanan says, you have a ger, and the ger is dying. When he dies, what happens to his rented house? He rented a house. He rented it for 6 months, for a year. What happens to the rented house? Do we say that when he dies, so now it goes back to the landlord? Or do we say, no, his house is like everything else. His rented car, right? It's like everything else. Whoever grabs it first is kaida. So Rabbi Chanan is tailored in this machlaikas. He says that if you hold that Tchiras is Kanya, he has the ownership in the goof of the house for his man. So then when the ger dies, anybody can grab it. The landlord is not first. It's owned by someone who died, it becomes hefker. If you hold Tchiras is like Kanya, you have a right to use it, but it belongs to the landlord. So then when the ger dies, it reverts back to being the property of the landlord, because the ger only had a right. You can't go and be kind of a right. A right is not something that you have to be kind of. So at any rate, these are some of the practical nafkaminas in the Shaila. And it's all totally in this question, if a person who rents something has any kinyan in the Guf HaDavar. What's interesting is that it's a couple of sugyas in Shas, and sugyas that don't shtim one with the other, so we should deal with it. The question is how to resolve it, and we'll still have another sugya here and later in the Masechta of Sirus Kanya, but it's Nageya. Nageya, you know it's Nageya? If you're renting, and something hefker blows in or falls into the house, whether you can be kind of with the Kinyan Chatzar. Can you be kind of with Kinyan Chatzar? Something hefker that comes into the house. Can you be kind of with Kinyan Chatzar? You have to own the Chatzar. If you only have a Kinyan in the Guf HaDavar, then you can do a Kinyan. If not, it's not your Chatzar for Kinyanim. It bothers me when we sell the Chametz to the guy. I get together, we have about 20, 25 Rabbanim. Get together, and we sell the Chametz to the guy. So one Kinyan we do is Kinyan Agav. What's Kinyan Agav? We rent to the guy a piece of karka, and agav the karka, we also sell him the chavetz with kinyan agav. There's one rav there who doesn't own a home. So the rest of us, I own a house, Baruch Hashem. So I rent to the guy my boiler room, and agav the boiler room all the chavetz. There's one there who's himself a tenant, and he does kinyan agav with his closet or under the steps or something. He sells the chametz with a kinyan agav. It bothers me every year. I don't say anything. He's a talmid chacham, but is it so pashit if you're renting that you could do a kinyan agav, that you have some sort of an ownership in the guf hadavar, the kinyan agav works? I don't know if it's so pashit. If it's subleasing, all right, assuming that the landlord lets him sublease it, but assuming he's allowed to sublease, but if he doesn't own the guf hakarka, exactly, how does he do a Kinyan Agav? I don't know. There's a Shaka Vitarian Kinyan Agav about this, but anyway, this is the Shaila. You're leasing a car, is it your car? Or is it their car and you have a right to use it? You're renting an apartment, is it your apartment or is it theirs? This whole Shaila is totally in the sugya here and a couple of other sugyas and shas.